Mrs. Bermuth. And if the parents would reach back out, you know, we have, I'm more than happy to explain, you know, how the meeting went, or even a tour of the course. I think it went well. You know, another thing that we talked about is this is very common for cross country and disc golf, because everyone likes to play under trees. Like, everyone likes to be under trees. So it seemed like a good fit. And another thing that I was talking about with the cross country folks is anytime you can activate a space, the safer it will make that space. So it's like the more people you have out there, the less likely you are to have unwanted behavior. So we feel good about it. The school felt good about it. If anyone else reaches out to us, if you hear anything in the community, just have them reach out to us.
Well, then I guess we can move on to incidents.
Okay, well, Carrie is off, and also Chad is off. They both aren't feeling well, so I feel like they would be a better person to give, because I'm getting secondhand information here. But essentially what happened is it looks like someone did a donut. You know our access road, our gravel access lot at Freeman Field? It looks like someone was doing a donut and hit the fence in between the access road and the ball diamond. And there was some damage to the fence. And now it wasn't enough damage to file an insurance claim. So we will do those repairs in-house. Or if, you know, we end up having to, you know, reach out to a fencing company, we can do that. But one of the things that I have learned since working here is a lot of times people will, they'll go out to Freeman Field to use that to learn how to drive. So it's both good and bad. I guess it just depends on if you're the person learning to drive or the fence. So.
Okay. Well, then I can move into program league updates, which you'll also have to do since your staff's not here.
I'm going to let Allie do that.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. Battle of the Praise Bands is at Crossroads Park on June 22nd from 6:30 to 8:30. As of today, we have two bands signed up. The 3-on-3 basketball, it starts on July 5th, and currently, as of today, we have 4 teams signed up for that. We went ahead and opened up the fall registration for soccer. As of today, we have 38 signed up, so that's pretty great considering we just got done with the spring season. Youth kickball, we currently have 105 participants, and it starts on July 6th. Our swim lessons, we have 115 signed up so far. Pop-up parties, our next one is going to be next Friday, June 23rd at Kessler Park from 12 to 2:30.
Any questions?
How much are the swim lessons?
$50.
I don't see any reservation requests. Miscellaneous business.
Do you work with Bernie? No. Paul. Oh my goodness. What?
Paul at the health department.
Oh. I just keep trying to guess in my head, and I'm like, no.
No, but no. I'm not here on health department business. I'm just here to
answer questions that I might have.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, then if there's no other miscellaneous business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh, I've got items.
Oh,
I thought you were asking her.
Oh, well, I was just asking whoever has miscellaneous business.
So one of the things that I want to, like, make sure that we have on our radar is replacing Boggs and Boggs next summer, right? Like, she has been abundantly clear, like, we are not getting them to stay. And I want to make sure that we are clear that as much and as painful as that may be, we do not want to get to the point where we cannot open next year because we don't have them. We need to be finding somebody and getting somebody trained in the mechanics of it and the process and all of that, so okay. that we don't wake up next summer with a whammy on our hands.
Okay. I hate everything you just said now.
Believe me when I say, as someone who realizes they've been there since I was a small child, like, I understand they don't want to be there, right? Like, they're the age where they want to enjoy life, right? Like, they've been tied to that pool for a long time. So we don't want to be asleep at the wheel. So, like, we need to, like, be... You want to do it?
No, I just... What about the person that's taking over for Boggs at the high school?
He's still coaching.
They're
just not going to have swim classes anymore.
So we haven't hired anybody to take Dave's job yet.
So would that be an option, though, to ask that person since they don't have, like,
so the
since
thing,
they're teachers, they'll be out
aquatics,
there.
Aquatics are super tough to hire for. Like, it is very, very difficult. That's why, like, I could, like... I've just been in denial about it, honestly.
Well,
like,
we need to get out of denial.
I know.
I understand, but I just want to be very mindful of vocalizing that we need to be talking about it, socializing it, putting a bug out there that while they've spent 100 years, you know, I mean, it's not 100 years. It's like 30 years and what, 30 years and like 28 years? It's a good long time between the two of them, right? So we need to, like, put that on your radar so that... She can't say I didn't bring that up.
as Dave may have known, he's going to not coach next year.
He is coaching. He
I know
said
the following year. See, that'll present a problem because if we hire a new coach, then he possibly could take all this over. But if Dave's still coaching, you're not going to get probably somebody in here to run the aquatics only.
Another thing that we have not faced that other municipalities have is lifeguards. Like, we do not have a lifeguarded shortage, where every other municipality I've ever heard of has a lifeguarded shortage, where it's like we are able to get lifeguards because of Dave's relationship. And so that's another fear of mine that I am just... I am so scared that we're going to have a lifeguard shortage, too. I hate even talking about it because I don't want to send the bad negativity into the world right now, but...
I mean, as a person who has, you know, had a kid that's done that, like, people are there a lot because of Boggs, right? Not because they love the sitting in the sun, you know, watching other people have fun type of thing. So anyway, I'm just putting that.
Okay.
That's my number one item.
I hate that.
Number two item is, so NeWeddy said no to timing the duathlon because of the issue with cross country. With the changes that we've presented and they are okay with it, do we go back to him? Do we find somebody else? Do we scrap the duathlon? That's what I want to make sure. Because we need to, if it's in August, we need to be, you know, like getting that information out there. But we also don't want to have a... you know, janky, you know,
right.
type of thing put out there. And then I also, I'm like an update on the status of the kiddie pool, where we are at. So I know that last time I heard there, the clerk's office was doing some cost analysis and that was a hold up. Is that true?
No, that was about the splash pad at Westside.
Oh.
That we're doing a cost analysis of recirculating versus unrecirculating
at West Side.
No, sorry. Also, Mr. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Dustin.
We have had to submit paperwork to the health department. That's been our holdup with that, because we were looking at a low cost way to do it in house, all of the plumbing and that kind of stuff. So it's like we still need a plan towards the health department and approval. So we've been working, and my drawing was not, and Chad's drawing was not sufficient. So we actually had Bernie draw up and work on the plans for that. And so Bernie has turned that in. And so now we're just kind of.
Has he submitted that to Paul?
Yes.
Okay, we still haven't seen it.
Okay. Yeah, so it wasn't, I guess it was a little more complicated than just us going in there and doing the plumbing ourselves. Like, we still had to
So in the event that this is submitted and you guys approve it, what's the timeline that, is that mean like that's all of a sudden when we can get the ball rolling?
Yeah, because we could not begin construction until that was approved. And I was told that and I want to be mindful of that.
Okay, so what we need to remind Bernie to submit it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as far as doing the work, Stacy, it does not make any difference to us who does the work. The city employees can do the work. We just have to have those detailed plans to make sure that there's not going to be a health issue there with any of the communicable diseases and stuff like that. We just need to make sure everything's going to circulate correctly, not pool up, and be safe for the kids out there.
Yeah, it should probably be safer than the old version.
Yeah, very. I mean, splash pads are dirty. You see what kids do out there, so we really need to make sure that it's up to code. That's all.
And then I also had just one final thing at the pool. So I just had today had a lady ask me and said, what's the deal? Why is the pool closed, right? And I said, well, these 50 degree nights make the water too cold. Is there a way we could have like a circle, right? Like maybe it was like a lightning bolt or like a freezing sign or something, you know what I mean? Like that when somebody drives up, right, like, and they see it's closed, like, hey, this is why it's closed?
Yeah. Almost like a forest fire thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's the status? Why are we closed 2 days in a row? You know what I mean? Because people don't realize, like, when it gets 50 degrees at night, like, that water is never like bath water. Even if it's 95 degrees, multiple days, you still will jump in and go, it's always cold. So when those 50 degree nights are really, really bad for swimming. So that's all. And I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. You didn't give Art a chance to.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe you have miscellaneous.
Do you have any miscellaneous items?
No, I'm, when you mentioned about Dave Boggs, it is a concern.
Hi.
Now, what would be the ideal package if he steps down from coaching? We could get someone in here, somebody, a coach, and present this and say, hey, this is a summer program, and it's paid pretty well. They might, you know, be willing to do that too, but I'm not sure how long he's going to coach. I know he's coaching this year, but you're definitely saying he's not going to do the pool next summer?
She made it abundantly clear to me and said, you better be finding somebody. So, like, maybe you need to, like, go directly to her because she made it abundantly clear that they were done.
So I'm getting this feeling like she's tried talking to me. I'm not hearing any part of it is maybe what's been happening here. Because I'm like, no, I haven't heard any of this.
If you're not hearing Chris Boggs say something, it's because you're not listening because she speaks pretty clearly and straightforward.
No, because I'm just like, I appreciate
she's
you.
Telling you that, is she telling you that about her or about both of them?
Both of them.
I would say that they both, I would say. If it was
she's got Dave's approval on that. Yeah.
And then what if...
Yeah, she might be talking for herself. You know, yeah. I don't know. But then she might be talking for both of them. I think maybe we need to kind of, you know, you talk to both of them. This,
I think they're like...
Ask Dave, you know, is he going to keep coaching? Tell you.
He hasn't said anything. He's vocalized his retirement from Seymour Community Schools and teaching. But the message I got for social media to post was that, fear not, Owls Nation, he's still going to be around to coach, right? So I don't think he has intentions to... He has a grandson that's, you know, coming in as a freshman, so I would expect that there's at least 4 years of coaching left in there somewhere. That's pure kinder speculation, knowing how much he loves to coach his grandson.
Mm-hmm. Probably what he's been waiting on.
Probably decide how well he loves retirement.
Okay. Would you like to second the motion to adjourn?
Oh, thank you. We're going back to adjourn.
All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Oh. Michael, so answer me this. Does Fox coach drink, like, or have swim classes during the day at the high school?
Yeah.
Or am I just making that up in my head?
He's a teacher. Yes, a teacher.